This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today with a growing debate here in Massachusetts sparked by the federal crackdown on illegal immigration and about the powers of local law enforcement to participate in that crackdown. Last week, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that state and local officials lack the authority to detain individuals solely on a request from federal immigration authorities. So today, as promised, Massachusetts Governor Baker filed a bill to provide that authority. If approved, it would allow state and local police to cooperate with so-called detainer requests from U.S. immigration officials. These are basically requests to hold people facing deportation orders. The governor says his law would allow police and trial courts to cooperate with ICE to ensure they could hold violent and dangerous criminals to keep Massachusetts communities safe. Opponents of Baker's bill say it would deny due process to those being held. We have two views on this. First, Massachusetts State Representative Jim Lyons from Andover. Representative Lyons has filed his own legislation to give local law enforcement authority to comply with the ICE requests, and he joins us now. Representative Lyons, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Also with us, Executive Director of the ACLU of Massachusetts, Carol Rose. Carol Rose, good to have you as well.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Let me start with you, Representative Lyons. You favor what the governor is trying to do here. Why is a bill like this that gives local law enforcement and the courts the authority to work with ICE a good idea?
Well, first of all, the SJC basically invited the legislature to step into this issue in their latest court ruling. And that's exactly why we did it. As you just pointed out, the according to Massachusetts general laws, as determined by the SJC, there's no statutory authority for them, for our local law enforcement officers to cooperate with ICE.
Right. So no statutory authority. This bill, in theory, would do that. But why is it a good idea? Why is it important to have local law enforcement participating with ICE in this way?
Well, I think it's just simply common sense. What we have is a federal agency who is trying to protect and keep our community safe. And it makes total sense to have cooperation between the federal government and our state government. Just to give you a simple example of cooperation among states, I mean, if you were to get a speeding ticket up in Maine and you didn't pay the speeding ticket, you wouldn't be able to register your license in Massachusetts. That's cooperation between states. So to have the fact that we have legislation in place that allows local authorities to cooperate with federal authorities is nothing more than common sense.
All right. Carol Rose, let me come to you because I know you have concerns that have to do with constitutional rights of those being detained. What are your concerns about a law like this?
Right. Well, I mean, the Supreme Judicial Court issued a very historic ruling that basically said and confirmed what the Department of Justice and the state said, that holding someone once they've done their time and they're released and they're not a danger to society, holding them any further is an arrest. And when you arrest somebody or detain somebody, that invokes constitutional due process protections. So this bill is really constitutionally suspect because it basically attempts to authorize warrantless detention. And the court did not say that that would be okay. And in fact, it would be unconstitutional. You can't arrest somebody and hold them if you're not holding them on a criminal warrant, which this If they were dangerous, you could hold them. These are people who've already served their time and have been released. You can't hold someone any beyond the time that they've served their crime, the time that they've served, just because you don't like them. And that doesn't keep us safe.
So Representative Lyons, respond to Carol Rose's concern that this is essentially tantamount to warrantless arrest.
Well, first of all, that's not what the Supreme Court decided. I mean, the issue that the Supreme Court addressed was whether or not there was statutory authority within the Massachusetts general law. As a matter of fact, they went through a number of amicus briefs and said no one even brought that issue up. So therefore, it appears that they did their own research. So the fact of the matter is that we have an obligation as legislators to react, and what we're doing is reacting. And our number one goal, and the goal, I think, of the governor's legislation, is simply to protect our citizens.
But how does it do that? I mean, respond to Carol Rose's concern that essentially we're arresting people who've already served their time who don't pose a threat.
Well, we have, it's called what the issue that was before the SJC was a federal immigration detainer. And what we're suggesting in our legislation is that if there is a federal immigration detainer against an individual, local law enforcement can cooperate with the federal government.
Right.
It's nothing more than that. I mean, the fact that they want to make it more than that, that's up to them. This is a simple issue of cooperating with the federal government.
And Carol Rose, let me ask you, because the governor put out a statement, he tweeted about this today, and he said his proposal would keep communities safe from murderers and rapists. So we're talking about people who are suspected of representing a serious risk to communities. Or are you worried that it could go much farther than that?
Well, let me say, first of all, the court did, in fact, rule, and I'll quote from the court's decision from last week, the Supreme Judicial Court, quote, "It is undisputed in this case that holding someone in circumstances like this against his or her will constitutes an arrest under Massachusetts law." So, in fact, we're not talking about just cooperation. There are lots of ways that law enforcement can and does cooperate with customs and immigration enforcement. But holding someone without due process actually is unconstitutional. So we're only objecting to this notion of holding someone without due process. And the other reason that it's a problem, first of all, so it violates people's fundamental civil rights and the Constitution. So that's wrong and unpatriotic on its face. But it also doesn't keep us safe. And there's two reasons it doesn't. First of all, they're not holding people who are suspected of a crime. They're holding people who've already been convicted and served their time. Okay? So we're not talking about people who are, if they're suspected of having committed a crime, they can hold them. That would be a criminal warrant, not an immigration warrant, okay? So this is strictly for people who've already been released from prison. You can't hold them longer. You could, however, the local law enforcement can and does, in fact, contact ICE and say, well, you know, so-and-so is about to get out in a week or 10 days or 3 days. If you want to come get him, you can. That's not a problem. So it doesn't prevent cooperation. What you cannot do is hold someone in detention, under arrest, without any evidence or suspicion that they're about to commit a crime or have committed a crime for which they already haven't served their time. Hmm. So this is just a pure constitutional argument. But on the public safety point, it's important for your listeners to understand that one of the reasons that it's important the local and state law enforcement doesn't be seen as somehow holding people and arresting people on behalf of federal customs immigration enforcement is that it frightens people so much. And so people refuse to come forward if they've been witnesses to a crime or if they've been victims of a crime because they begin to see the local and state police are one and the same as Trump's ICE deportation officers.
And let me turn that argument
safe in their communities.
I got it, Carol Rose. I want to turn that concern to Representative Jim Lyons. And we hear this a lot from folks who are advocates for immigrant groups, that this is a way of making local law enforcement appear much less friendly to members of these communities. And that is a safety issue. What do you say to that?
So my responsibility as a legislator is to advocate for the citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And clearly, by cooperating with the local federal agency on a federal immigration detainer is common sense, as I said earlier. And I would reject the argument that was made earlier regarding what the court ruled. The court made it crystal clear in page 10, I think it was, of their ruling, that they would leave the decision as to whether or not to give the authority to local enforcement up to the legislature. That's why we filed it. We filed it so we want to make sure that our local law enforcement officers have the necessary tools to protect the public. It's very simple. They want to make it into this big constitutional issue. The fact is, cooperating between agencies is common sense, and we ought to make sure that we protect our communities.
I want to have one more question to you, Carol Rose. Is there a way that this bill could be tweaked in such a way as passing constitutional muster and still allowing local law enforcement officials a way to cooperate with the feds?
Absolutely. I think passage of another bill called the Safe Communities Act would, in fact, address the public safety concerns that the governor has raised, because it would permit local law enforcement to contact ICE in advance of someone being released after they've done their time. And that would be constitutional. In addition, it would prevent us from having sort of religious registries and things like that. So passage of the Safe Communities Act would address both the constitutional concerns that the ACLU and other groups have and would also address the public safety concerns the governor has raised without being constitutionally suspect the way that this bill that was introduced today is.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but I want to thank you both for talking with us today. Carol Rose is the executive director of the ACLU of Massachusetts, and Jim Lyons, state rep from Andover. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And obviously this debate will continue. Stay with us. Coming up, should Greater Boston have more car-free zones in the city? We'll take your calls and talk about it. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.